Hello, YFS from all around the world. Namaste, Adab, Sat Sri Akal. Welcome to the first live show on India Forums with your host, Kirti. Well, before we start this special show, let me wish you all happy Holi. In this colorful festival, let me put red color for love, white for peace, pink color for trust, and a whole lot of other colors for everlasting friendliness and happiness. Wishing all the lovely people on India Forums happy Holi. Well, this Holi is extra special on India Forums as इन्हीं रंगों से भरी एक personality मैं लेकर आ रही हूँ India Forums chit chat में. What can I say about her? She is a whole package of masti and dhamal, a person with heart of gold which melts with every warmth, a person so tender yet who seems so hard from top. She is a person with 75% of the development team goes for advice, having full faith that they will get always the most honest and right advice. And that is why she is the most famous global moderator. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a very big round of applause as we welcome Ed Priya on this special Chit Chat show. Welcome Priya to this very, very, very hot seat. You will be roasted and grilled live.
Thank you so much, but I'm not so sure if I should say thank you for being here.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be all the more fun. But first of all, let me wish you happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So how old are you? Well, I think it's wrong to ask a lady her age, but Priya, we wish and we hope that you have a great year ahead and may you achieve all the goals and succeed in them. And we hope and we wish that we get more and more chances to grill you because we all love you so much.
Thank you so much. And as you said, you never ask a lady her age. So I'm not telling what my age is right now.
Let's keep that a small secret.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Like many.
Okay. Well, your birthday was on 4th of March, which was on Sunday, and it was Holi as well. So how was it? Are you all pink, red and green? Kya kiya aapne?
I'm quite pink right now. Mm-hmm. And yes, I had a lovely time. We played Holi for a while in the morning, and then we had a nice, lovely lunch and a beautiful afternoon followed up with a very, very lovely dinner as well. So all in all, I had a great day.
Oh wow, that's really nice. But hamara cake or rather yummy brownies kaha hai?
Aapka yummy brownies aa raha hai. Wo kya hai, beech mein bola hamare paas aa gaye. So thoda wo problem state mein hai. I have to reorder them again, you see.
Please do that because we are really waiting for it.
Certainly.
Okay, Priya, if we go back 1 year, IF's first Chit Chat started with you. You were our first guest and show was hosted by Minnie. And today it is 1 year. And in this 1 year, we interviewed 8 members of IF development team.
Lovely.
Today we take another step and that is IF live Chit Chat. Well, Priya, I have to say, it seems your birthday initiates new things on India Forums. You are a lucky charm.
Honored. What can I say? I mean, it's an honor. I find it so, it's overwhelming.
Hmm. Well, it is. So how does it feel? Live show karna kaisa lag raha hai aapko?
It feels good so far.
Kya aap thodi si nervous ho?
Nervous? Not so sure, but I hope I don't let you all down in your expectations. I really hope I'm able to do justice to IF's first live show.
I'm sure you will because all your witty answers, we just can't get enough of that.
I really hope
और आप प्लीज अपने वो मुंबई लैंग्वेज में भी बात कर सकते हो. साउंड रियली क्यूट इन इट.
Mumbai language. All right, I'll try.
Okay. So how has been the journey on IF in this one year?
It's been great. It's been lots of ups, some downs, but mostly, and I think it's been really a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So IF ki baat ho rahi hai, so let me start with questions related to India forums. By profession, you are a lawyer. Tell us, is being a lawyer easy or a global moderator of India Forums?
Being a lawyer is far, far easier.
Oh, why do you say that?
It's far, far easier than being a global moderator on IF.
You're scaring would-be global moderators, do you realize
that? No, I'm not. I'm only encouraging them because being a lawyer, I think, is... I don't know. Possibly being a lawyer to me is far more easier.
Okay.
It's something I've been doing for longer, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's them.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm sure being a lawyer is a full-time job in itself, but we always find you online late in the night to answer all the queries that members face on India Forums. So how do you manage?
I hope, you know, no client or someone is listening to this right now. I'm busy telling them I'm working on this job, but I'm on IF actually, so I really hope no one's listening to it right now. But no, I'm not on IF all the time. But yes, at night times I am, because I don't sleep too early these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there till I finally nod off on the computer, I'm there on IF at night.
I know, because it's like, I think relaxing after a day's hard work to catch up with your old friends and everyone.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And IF is a great relaxing.
Okay.
I mean, you read so much, you interact so much, you meet so many people.
You bash so many people.
Yeah. Oh, we get bashed.
Yeah. We get bashed in return.
It's a great fun in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, development team may hold the problems, I'm sure you must have faced a lot of times. So if given a chance to take one problem which you faced on IF to court, what will it be? You need not take names if you do not want to, just the main essence of that problem. So how will you go about it? Like, will you defend the case or will you argue against it? And if so, who will be your opponent and the judge? Of course, all the names have to be from IF, I mean. That's understood, but...
I don't know how to answer this, because it's not really problems, but it is situations we encounter on a very regular basis on IF.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can call them problems, so... Can we come back to this question in 10 minutes so that I can think of it as...
No problem.
I really can't. Think of any situation right now. I'm in a big euphoria. I'm in a high, so I can't think of problems.
Okay, no problem on that. Okay, Priya, recently we got to know from so many members and IF development team members that according to them, you are the scariest GM.
Yeah.
Why do you think people are scared of you and rest of the GMs? I mean,
I
why?
I don't know, yaar. I really don't know. अगर मुझे पता होता तो मैं खुद ट्राई करती ना कि लोग मुझसे डरे नहीं. मैं इतनी भी डरावनी नहीं हूँ. आई एम नॉट लाइक सम कैरेक्टर आउट ऑफ आहट और यू नो दैट क्यूंकी एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स. या आई एम फेयरली डिसेंट. ओके.
आई फाइंड यू विटी एंड स्कैरी.
या आई डोंट नो, यू नो, आई थिंक इट्स अ मिसकंसेप्शन एंड पॉसिबली बिकॉज I tend to write a lot. So I guess resolution of the birthday or my new year in the birthday is to stop writing long posts.
No, please don't do that, because you surely seem to enjoy that long post. It's interesting. But okay, I mean, we've passed on the message to all the VUBs, school bees, and all the IF members that Priya is not scary. She's very approachable. So
yes.
Friends, please don't be scared of her. And, you know, you can buzz, ping, and do all kind of fussy with her.
Yeah? No, maybe not. That's inviting trouble.
Priya, you're scaring them again.
All right, I won't.
Okay, like, are you a in real life? Like, is anyone scared? Like, your friends or anything?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You have to ask your friends now.
Yeah, I think I'll have to just go and ask them.
Yeah, because virtual friends seems to be scared. So we have to ask the real ones.
Are you putting doubts in me? You know, I'll have to go and call all of them after this call.
Please do that, and then, you know, you can clarify.
Yeah. I don't think, I guess all of us have our traits and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think people perceive me as being very scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, Priya, IFM, according to you, is who is the scariest member, and, like, who member should be really scared of instead of you?
Instead of me, maybe someone like, I forget her name, one person, of course, is Shiza Javed. I recently found out that she's trying to copy a lot, and, you know, she's really, really, really trying to copy my passions also.
Uh-huh.
So that's someone you need to be scared of. And the other person, of course, is the self-proclaimed Dawn. Like, if you need to be scared of, you need to be scared of her, not me.
Okay.
Dance is
a scene, and I'm going to be a Okay. We heard that you were a troublemaker, a small one, but still was one. What was your crime?
Yeah, I used to... I found some characters in one show really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they were troubling the then most favored character, that Sujal Garewal, very badly. So I took very strong offense with that.
Okay.
Which, of course, the moderators didn't like.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they called me a troublemaker. Can you imagine? Poor little me just protesting against a few characters, and they called me a troublemaker.
I mean, people were saying bad things about Sujal, was it? And you were trying to be overprotective. I mean, that's all right. Being a fan, you're allowed to do it.
No, I'm just, like, defending him. Yeah.
Come on, that's not fair. We have to, you know, pass this thing. That's really not fair.
No. I don't agree.
Okay. Okay, so were you ever scared of anyone, like, when you were a member or a viewbee, or even now?
Lots of people, even now.
Yeah? That's interesting. The scariest, I mean... People perceive you as being really scared, and you are scared instead.
When I was a member, and when I was a viewbee,
mm-hmm.
of course, if Priya is going to hear this, she's going to bash me royally. But Priya used to go by the ID of 4TVPerl. Now, unfortunately or fortunately, I always used to read it as FORTPVUR as a sort of another name for Fort Knox or something that can't ever be conquered. And I always used to be scared of her. I used to wonder what a huge, like, you know, impregnable ID she had.
So is it like ID play a role? Like, if you kind of, you know, like Dawn kind of an ID, if you put up, like, does that make a person unapproachable?
Maybe it does. Maybe it really does. Because there are certain IDs, you know, which you really don't understand, or you can't break it up to know what it means, and gives a very mysterious, sometimes a lot of suspense to the ID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, talking about ID, we want to know, what does S dot stand for in S dot Priya? Please, ab bata do. Ab aapka ye birthday discussion chat show hai, and on behalf of general discussion development team, everyone wants to know, what does S dot stand for?
No, I know they're keen to know. That's exactly why I'm not going to answer.
It's still gonna be mysterious, is it?
It's not mysterious. It's just very secretive, and it is my real name actually. S is my surname. S stands for my dad's name. In South Indians, we normally have our dad's name as our surname. Now, I didn't put his full name. I just put the initial and kept that as my surname.
Okay, so basically, S dot Priya, where S stands for the surname, and Priya is your real name, is it?
That's right.
Mm, Well, friends, it's still a mystery. We have to trouble her someday.
Yes, but that day is not coming too soon.
We will see to that. Okay, on this note, let's take a short musical break and listen to Priya's one of the favorite songs. But before that, let me read you a message from Vijay. He says, "Dear Priya, wishing you a happy and fun-filled birthday. Since it's holy on that day, it's double celebration as all of us will celebrate your birthday with colors. Priya, you're one of the most valued and treasured person on India forums, and I'm really lucky to have you as a friend. Although our viewpoints on things do not match, but I really enjoy healthy discussions we have. Happy birthday once again and have loads of fun. Enjoy. Cheers, Vijay."
Thank you, Vijay. That was a very, very sweet message. Thank you very much.
Okay, now let's hear one of your favorite tracks. To our first live chat show. मैं हूँ आपकी दोस्त कीर्ति और अभी शाम के 8 बजने वाले हैं. इंडिया में हमारे US Canada friends को good morning and Australian friends को very good evening. We have today on our hot seat. We have today on the hot seat our dearest GM Priya who is celebrating online birthday with us. So कैसा लग रहा है अब तक प्रिया आपको? Butterflies or you started to enjoy now?
I'm enjoying myself. I hope you're enjoying yourself too.
Yes, Priya, I have to admit, when I started the show, I was a little nervous, but now I seem to enjoy it.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, Priya, we have received loads of birthday messages from your friends and admirers on India forums, and you will be getting them all very soon.
Okay.
But let's move on to some fun questions and get to know you even better so people stop being scared of you.
Alright, that's fun.
Okay. Priya, you are a woman of today. You have made your mark in the profession you wanted to be in and doing a tremendous job in it. So what is your message to women who are trying and struggling to make their identity in male-dominated society?
Never ever lose trust and belief in yourself. Do not perceive this to be a male-dominated society because it is not. It is truly an equal-sex society today, and it is always the person who gives in their 100% who is going to succeed, and it really matters not whether the person is a male or a female.
So is it like, Priya, like since you are a female, you have to do an extra bit to, you know, make people realize that, look, I can do it, okay? Just because I'm a female doesn't mean that, you know, I cannot handle things.
Maybe a little bit, off and on, but it's not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it is your own hard work and the dedication that you put into your profession and the effort that you put in, they pay off. And yes, there are times, I won't deny, there are times when you need to do that extra bit to show that being a woman does not come as a hindrance in your path in any way whatsoever.
Okay, I think it's all mind perception. If you want to do something, just get up and just go and do it. Don't think that, look, I'm a female, I cannot do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, exactly. If we feel that, okay, fine, we are females, we cannot do it, we ourselves making us feel inferior rather than anyone else telling us.
That's right. You know, basically you need to have the conviction in yourself and you need to know that you can do it. Nobody can stop you there.
Okay. So Priya, what is your ultimate goal of life and what do you think your biggest achievement has been so far?
My ultimate goal in life is to be a good person, to be remembered for what I have done, and of course be a more successful lawyer.
Okay.
And my biggest achievement, I don't know. I really don't know what my biggest achievement is, because I think every day shows you something new, something different.
Okay.
So possibly the biggest one is yet to come.
Mm-hmm. We shall wait. Okay. Priya, you have so many friends, online, offline. So Sangeeta wants to know, what do you look for in a friend?
Honesty, trust, faith, and one who wants to be friends with me.
Okay. And she's asking one of the tricky questions, that should you always forget friends' mistake and forgive?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, it's okay, like people make mistakes and you should just forget it and forgive them.
Absolutely.
If they really mean it.
Absolutely, because we all make mistakes. We are human. We're not God. We are human. We make mistakes. So friends are human too, so.
Okay. So Priya, what is one thing which is most precious to you?
One thing that is most precious to me in terms of materialistic things?
Anything, like something that is like really precious and you cannot just give up. I mean,
my car. I love her.
but Priya, we've heard that you cannot live without your mobile phone.
Yeah, that also. I mean, like if you go to see, there's a long list.
So what is it? Is it car or mobile? Like you can live without your mobile but not without your car?
I can live without my mobile, but I can't give my car to anyone.
Okay.
I love her too much.
So which car do you drive?
I drive an Accent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very precious to me. It's my dream. It's a dream come true.
Is it like, is your first car with your own money? Like you bought this car? Okay,
yeah,
no wonder you like really attached to it.
Yeah. That came at a time when I was breaking into the profession. It was something really, my budget didn't allow for it. And I just wanted to do something really right. It was a dream and it didn't really matter what I was doing, what I wanted to buy.
Okay.
And then she came and it's in touch with.
Since it's a she, did you name your car?
Yes, but I'm not telling the name.
No, Priya, that's not allowed. You cannot keep all your secrets with your friends. You have to tell us.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Okay. Not being mean, but okay, we'll settle for that today.
No, it's not being mean. Yeah.
Okay. Thode bahut serious questions ho gaye. Now let's shift the mood to another aspect of your life, which we got to know from your friend Care. It's new to most of us, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, friends, our dear GM is fond of playing online games.
Online games?
Yes. Isn't that true?
Online games with whom and what?
As in like online games?
Computer games?
Yeah, computer games.
Actually, you know those little things that come on those Yahoo games where you pop a balloon and of different colors? I used to be extremely addicted to it. I forget the name now.
Okay.
But that's an addiction I've got over now. I don't go anywhere near them.
Okay. Well, you got over that addiction and we got to know now.
Yeah.
Okay, now since we've heard that, I mean, you love your mobile as well too much after your car though, and you have been in trouble because of that. So what if one day you find that there can be no mobile service available in this world from now on? So what will be your reaction to it?
I don't know. I hope that never happens. I hope they don't turn the clock back on technology, and I hope we never go out of mobile.
Trust me, even I cannot live without my mobile.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's an addiction that all the youngsters have. I mean, people who are addicted to mobile, they just cannot give it.
Yeah, and it just helps you keep in touch with all your friends all the time. So.
Yes, it definitely is. See, we are talking to you today.
Yeah.
Okay, Sophia, can you describe yourself in one line?
Myself?
Mm-hmm.
Alive.
Yes. Okay, is that too...
Still alive, after all your drilling.
Okay, you can go on and on and on. We have all the time in the world.
I just told you, I'm still alive.
Okay, well, that's a good line. Cool line. Okay, on this note, let's take another small musical break. But before that, Priya, let me read out my birthday message to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Priya, many, many, many happy returns of the day. Priya, you have been a great help and support to me always. When I was new to India Forums, you were the one to guide me and tell me how things really worked here. In fact, you are the only person on India Forums whom I have met personally, and I was truly delighted. I am sure this birthday was extra colorful for you. Have a great year ahead and always keep smiling. Love, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it was indeed a pleasure to meet you too.
All right. Well, let me play another favorite song of yours from the movie Omkara.
Oh.
Of our special members of India Forums family. Today with us on the hot seat is our efficient GMS Priya. Well,
thank
Priya,
you,
welcome again.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well Priya, besides being a global moderator, you are part of small teams and take part in many events happening. Like Aya Sarigamapa contest, you are the mentor in the Jhankar Gharana. How has been the experience? Last year you were one of the contestants, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully not. I don't think the contest would go on if I were a contestant. Hopefully. No, I wasn't a contestant or anything. Yes, I am a mentor this time and it's been great fun so far.
Mm-hmm.
And this time the contest is like really going on very well and stuff, so it's good fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So which gharana do you think thakkar ka hai aapka?
Mera is first koi thakkar ka nahi hai. Hamare gharane mein ab sirf two singers bache hain. The others some had to go out, some were disqualified, or rather they, you know, lost the round. So we've got two left, that's Suhana and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope and I pray they do really well and go ahead, but we've got loads of talent. So realistically speaking, possibly the Alap or Bandish would do better, and possibly be the ones to be in the final slot too.
Okay. As a mentor, aap Sare Gama Pa Challenge 2007 ke kis mentor ke rules ya style follow kar rahe ho? Like, who would you want to be?
Who would I want to be? I think this time, if I could be Himesh Reshammiya, I would definitely want to be that.
Exactly, because Sebastian said the other day we saw you wearing a cap.
Yeah.
That's interesting, since you were like totally against remakes and, you know.
Yeah. No, but then you know what? And I hope Jen is not listening to this. I really hope she's not listening to this. It's just very interesting to know the man behind the name. So possibly if I try to be do it in his style, who knows? I might just manage to know what makes the man tick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what if Kajodhar Bhaiya ne aapse kaha hai ki apun ko aapke saath ek comedy show host karne ka hai, so how will you prepare for it? What are the jokes you will probably prepare so that you stay on par with Kajodhar Bhaiya? Give us few examples.
Of jokes banana hamari ye nahi hai. बस हम तो यही है कि बस कुछ बोल दिया एंड सिचुएशनल जोक्स बना दिया, सिचुएशनल लाइन बना दिया. आई एम नॉट अ वेरी जोक टेलर पर्सन. इवन इन रियल लाइफ आई कांट रियली टेल अ जोक, बट यस आई रियली लाइक वन लाइनर, क्विट कॉमेंट. दैट्स द काइंड ऑफ ह्यूमर आई डू इन रियल लाइफ एंड दैट्स द काइंड ऑफ ह्यूमर आई लाइक.
So give us any one-liner, any
yeah.
One cool liner.
I can't think of any.
Mm.
Except that one that I recently put on the holy holy thread.
What is it?
It went something like, although I don't remember it exactly because it was just made on the spot, it went something like, Gili Diwar ne paintbrush se kya kaha and paintbrush ne gana gaya aur Gili Diwar ne gana gaya ang se ang laga sajna.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Recently in a discussion we got to know your love for Shakespearean stories. Imagine it's an ordinary morning when you wake up and open IF and see an extraordinary PM in your inbox. It goes something like this. My dear Juliet, I feel in love with thee in the virtual world of IF. Thou is sweeter than candy and sugar. Will thee accept me as thy Romeo, your beloved, hoping to be Romeo candidate? You! How would you reply back to this very interesting PM? It has to be in Shakespearean language.
Okay. Oh my dear Romeo, thou shalt first climb my balcony and then swing on that vine. Go back. down, try and climb back again. And while you do so, if you shall fall down, thou shalt be by Romeo or not otherwise.
Oh, my Romeo, you got to be careful. This woman is technical. That's a cool one. You are a die-hard fan of Madhubala. What if one day you wake up, you realize that you are a Madhubala itself? What will be your reaction be and what would you do?
Ooh, if that were to happen, wow, I don't know what I'd do, but I'd definitely feel like the heroine in Barsaat Ki Raat, where, of course, unfortunately, Bharat Bhushan goes singing, Zindagi Bhar Nahi Bhulenge, but I'd definitely feel like the heroine. Very beautiful.
Okay. Priya, we know you also like Shri have a never-ending list of crushes. Who is one actor you would love to hear Amir's favorite song? Adi Kya Khannala?
Abhishek Bachchan?
Oh, he's taken.
Sorry,
he's taken, Priya. You can think of another name.
No, I'm thinking of this one.
Take it.
It's my birthday, you can't refuse me.
Okay, I'm like all heartbroken.
Yeah, don't worry, it's okay, it's only for the day.
Take it only for the day, but I'm still heartbroken. Chalo. Here we take another break, but before we go on the break, let me read a message from Saba, aka not so Miss Boli Bali. Is that what I call her every time? She says, "Hello Dee, happy birthday. May you have many, many more. Love you loads. I never thought that someone whom I initially didn't like a lot will ever be my best friend and sister in this virtual world. They say miracles happen. I say, yeah, they do. You have been my side through thick and thin, have listened to all my silly and wacky thoughts. I had 4 role models and after knowing you, I found my 5th role model. Thank you, Dee, for always being there. Love you loads and loads. Enjoy your day and have a great year ahead. Love, Sabha."
Thank you, Sabha. Thank you so much. Love you too. And of course, I reciprocate all your thoughts. You've been a great pillar at times to me, and you've pulled me through so many times. Thank you so much.
Well, with this message, let's take a break with our last round of rapid fire questions. See you at the other end of the break.
I'm
Listeners, to the last round of this special chit chat with our dearest Priya, with me as your host Kirti.
Thank you.
Last round here, Priya. So did you just took breath of relief?
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, don't laugh too much because this is the round where you will be grilled. इतनी देर तो देखो मस्ती वाली क्वेश्चंस थे तो विच इज ओके
ये मस्ती का तो ग्रिलिंग क्या होगा
ये रैपिड फायर राउंड एंड एज राइटली सेड बाय करण जौहर इट हैज टू बी रैपिड एंड शुड हैव लॉट ऑफ फायर
ऑलराइट
सो आर यू रेडी
आई एम रेडी
ओके प्रियम स्टार्ट वेल प्रियम दिस इज योर लास्ट राउंड एंड आई एम गोना स्टार्ट the very first question of the rapid fire round.
Okay.
It should have a lot of fire, huh?
Thank you. I will try.
Okay. Let's start with the easy one. If you could turn 7 friends into animals, who would you turn them into and why?
7 friends into animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the first name that comes to mind, though I know I'm going to be butchered for that, is Dolly.
Yeah.
And the first picture that comes to mind is that of the tiger.
Oh, she is ready to roar and pounce on you.
Yeah, but the tiger is a very, very beautiful animal.
Yes,
it's a very sharp animal. It's got keen eyes and a very ferocious animal.
A very intelligent one too.
Yeah, so that's Dolly for you. And then... Tanaz reminds me of the cheetah. She's always on the prowl, but you can never catch her.
Okay.
And every time I log in and I hope to find her online, I see Hari Batti becoming Lal. You know, that's Tanaz for you. She's there and yet she's not there.
Okay.
Then Anita. She reminds me of a beautiful tumble deer. I think they're very beautiful creatures, animals. So she reminds me of that. And alright, now you better turn the mic off at your end because I can't think of anyone else today who reminds me of a lion. But the characteristics, I don't want him to hear. The minky lion is the king of the jungle.
I can see red faces.
Yeah, with lots of women around all the time. A lion is such a 5 lionesses around. That's bigger for you. And Deepthi is the elephant.
Okay.
Elephants are very, very kind and very wise.
Okay.
And she's one, so...
That's fine.
Are you fed up?
No, that's fine. I'm counting.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. And then you've got Sangeeta, who reminds you of the leopard.
Okay.
Again, very, she blends into the background so very easily.
Uh-huh.
It's so easy to spot her when she's online.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is?
And last one is, I don't know if that's going to qualify as an animal, but maybe Kirti as a peacock.
Oh, I've got beautiful feathers, I'm dancing. That's really sweet, that's really sweet. I liked your answer.
Thank you.
I'm not going to grill you too much now. All right, if you could send 5 friends to the doctor, not a regular doctor, but a special one, to treat them of their abnormal diseases, like talking too much or being too nice, huh? So who would you want the dog to treat and why?
First of all, to Shri.
To Shri?
Yeah. Someone should really stop her drooling from all these guys. She says no one. And there are so many girls who are so many guys and she just captures them. something got to really treat her for that. And then, who else is there? Maybe Jasleen? Someone should cure her for her invisibility. She is just not seen.
Okay.
Yeah. And, Nishi keeps yakking all the time. She definitely needs treatment for that. And, Sabha? Sabha should be online right now, and someone should tell her that it's time for her to go to sleep and not be online.
I swear, you know, like, I tell this girl, I'm like, Sabha, when you sleep, you like online perpetually.
Yeah, she needs to definitely sleep. And, Kushi for being so creative.
No,
and doing such wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice answer.
Yeah.
Take care. Cricket World Cup is coming in about 10 days and we know you are a cricket fan.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are giving you a chance to make RF cricket team. And this team should have members from development team only.
Only Dev team?
Yes,
okay.
Only Dev team.
Okay. Okay.
Who would you choose as your players? You are the captain, right?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice.
Yes, that's nice. The team should comprise of at least 3 GM, admin,
okay.
At least 3 mods,
okay.
At least 2-3 cool view bees,
okay.
And 2-3 cool bees, video bees.
Okay.
So please specify what part of the team will they play, like as a bowler, batsman, wicketkeeper, who?
Uh-huh. Okay. We need to be the wicketkeeper. She doesn't drop anything at all. She's damn good at spotting the ball.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bhaskar, he keeps bowling googlies all the time. And hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And three, she'll be the opening batsman of the team.
Yeah, ready
to
go.
She won't get out at all. So the rest of the batsmen don't need to really
do that.
Yeah, you know. And then Kushi can be her supporting batsman.
Mm-hmm.
She just can keep going on and on. She's got awesome stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Then possibly Jim. Jim bowls spinners.
Okay.
Yeah. Then possibly Natasha, that's Bele some number which I forget.
Yeah, Bele something.
Yeah. And another bowler who can really clean bowl you with your words is a girl called Ananya. Her username I think is Apurva.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's this member or a UV called Kushi. That's Kushi and an X.
Okay.
She writes very well. So I think she'll be an awesome bowler.
Mm-hmm. Who is an all-rounder here?
An all-rounder. All-rounder would be Naina. I think she's Virgo Stars,
okay. I
yeah,
know her.
Naina is an all-rounder. She's really nice in what she does.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sarah Dawn. Everything,
including fielding,
throwing the ball, and everything. She's generally there to scare everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must say that's a real cool team of India Forums, and
it
we are
is.
All raring to go.
Of course.
Yes.
Even 12 men and umpires and all that, yeah. So
yeah.
We get a good team.
Yeah, next time we'll do that, you know. We'll form two teams and we're going to play cricket.
That'll
be fun and interesting idea, huh? Now let me test your GK.
My GK?
Yes, and let me see how much you remember these complex serial names.
Oh, God.
That's the trick.
Okay.
Complete these serial names.
Uh-huh.
Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi.
Okay, kyunki saans bhi kabhi bahu thi.
ठीक है, आपके half marks cut हो गए हाँ.
So mean.
Okay. कहानी?
घर घर की.
क्या होगा
निम्मो का.
अरे, very good.
Not bad.
सिंदूर?
No.
No? सिंदूर तेरे नाम का.
Oh. Sindhu Sere Naam Ka, okay. I know what's the show.
कसौटी
जिंदगी की आई मोहब्बत आई
अनुराग
बासु एंड मिस्टर बजाज
ओह या ये इट्स लाइक अनुराग नो
या आई हेट बोथ ऑफ देम
यू हेट एंड द लास्ट वन इज कैसा ये
प्यार है
yeah. That's cool. You're not that bad after all. ठीक है चलो इट्स योर बर्थडे एंड वी आर अलाउइंग यू टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट चॉकलेट अमंग्स इंडिया फोर मेंबर्स बट योर स्टॉक इज लिमिटेड सो आई विल गिव यू द नेम ऑफ अ चॉकलेट एंड यू विल टेल मी हू यू वांट टू गिफ्ट इट टू
ओके
इक्लेयर्स फेरेरो रोशर
कैन आई गिफ्ट इट टू माय सेल्फ
नो
नो ऑलराइट Gohar?
Cadbury.
Cadbury. Cadbury would be Mega Desai.
Perk.
Perk. Perk reminds me of Preeti Zinta, so Jasleen.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Kit Kat would be Nishita.
Hershey's.
Hershey's would be Kushi.
Milky Way.
Milky Way will be... Manali.
All right. That was quick.
Yeah.
And it's a treat to all the members, so enjoy. And now we move on to the next question. You have been given some very unique, magical powers. Mm-hmm. It's the power to change, but change only the way we tell you to change something, not the way you want to change something.
Okay.
Kuch samjhi? Nahi samajh mein aaya. Chaliye, main samjhati hoon. You are changing IF people for 24 hours into something else. So, ready.
Okay.
You take a name for every change I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You get to change any one female IF member into a male. Who would it be?
A female into a male?
Yes.
Okay. A female into a male. Okay. There's a person I think is a female, but I always keep thinking it's a female. It's a beauty by the name of Mickey. Poor thing is a guy. So at least in my mind, I'd like to think of Mickey as a guy even for a day. Because despite he's saying so many times, I still keep thinking of him as a girl.
Poor him.
Yeah.
And now a male IS member into a female. Will that be Mickey again?
Answer from all of us.
right. I dedicate the following songs to IF members.
Mm-hmm.
Please excuse me for my bad singing, but... Kuch na kaho, kuch bhi na kaho. Now, who will you dedicate that?
I'll tell this to Nishita. She keeps going on and on and on and on. Poor Nishita. I'm sorry, but I had to say this.
And the next one is, Hum to bhai jaise hain, waise rahenge.
Oh, there are so many members in IF who are like this. They are so themselves, and you really can't do anything to change them. And possibly a couple of names is, one is of course a very good friend, Taran. Currently he's going by the ID of Egg Hatcher.
Uh-huh.
But there's another guy called Rahul. His ID is Chatbuster.
Okay.
Whatever you do, I don't think we could ever, great guy, so you can't change them. So I guess the song would suit them well.
Okay. Now the next one is the kurti sexy lagdi hai, kurti sexy. Now,
yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. Wow, Priya, you have all good things to say about me. I'm like truly delighted. Okay, Crazy Kiare.
Crazy Kiare reminds me, and I can dedicate the song only to a member called Lovneet. She was from the Jhankar Gharana.
Mm-hmm.
She sang the song during the contest, and that is the first time I heard the song.
Okay.
The song reminds me only of her.
And that's cool. Dhoom Machale.
That's Megha Desai.
And the next one is, Main to hu pagal munda, tu hai meri sari kudi.
Yeah, if the munda and kudi were reversed, possibly it would be Saba.
No. Someone will be delighted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Then, Bazigar, oh, Bazigar.
Bazigar, oh, Bazigar. I can't think of anyone. Maybe, I just can't think of anyone.
Okay.
I think all of us.
All of us, yes.
Yeah.
So, best one. All of us are Bazi girls.
Yeah.
On this note, this brings to the end of a very special episode of IF Chit Chat. Thank you so much, Priya, for taking time out. But, we will not let you go out like this. You have to sing a song for us. And that is IF tradition, so you cannot say no. We have to maintain.
Right now, yeah.
We have to maintain the tradition. Come on, Shai. You cannot be the one to break it. That's going to be mean.
As in keeping with or following the tradition, as not a single song is coming to mind.
Any song. Come on, Priya. You can do good.
Give me a hint.
Sing a HR song for us.
Thank you.
Sing any Kishore Kumar number. You like that, right?
Yeah.
Or sing a holy song for us.
I'm just thinking of which song is just coming to mind. But I think I love this song. It's
You sang pretty well.
Thank you.
And kuch to log kahenge, that just reminds me of an ad that comes in India. It's a, like a mobile ad, okay? A real good handset at a very cheap rate. So everyone is like, kuch to log kahenge.
Okay.
And
it's my favorite song.
Okay.
I love the song.
That's a very nice song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a message for all your fans and for all the people who are scared of you.
Uh-huh. Don't be scared of me. I'm mostly nice. I'm not so evil. I'm not so bad. I'm not so scary.
Mm.
It's
don't be scared of her. She's really sweet. Thank you so much, Priya, and happy birthday from all the members of India Forums.
Thank you so much, Kirti. It's been really very nice being here. And as I said before, it's an honor to be here. And it's really an honor to be on a live show. First time on IS, so I'm like thrilled to be.
It's truly a pleasure from my side.
Thank you.
Okay, this brings us to the end of our special episode of IF Live Chit Chat. But the fun on IF is still on. We have a very special holy show today at 11 p.m. with our favorite RJ Vineet. This show will definitely make you want to play holy once again. So don't forget to tune at 11 p.m. on IF Radio. And on this note, I, your host Kirti, take a leave and promise to come back very soon with another IF celebrity. So till then, take care and have a great day for people who have just started their day, and good night to people living in Asia.
Kajrani, Kajrani.